Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. We've given you plenty of warning about daylight savings time coming up this weekend, so hopefully you've kind of got that ingrained in your mind. Right now, we want to remind you about North Star Electric, right, Kim?
That's right. Are you passionate about the great outdoors? Do you imagine living where you can hunt, fish, and boat along the Niobrara River or on Merritt Dam or any of the ponds? Well, North Star Electric in Ballantyne is looking for skilled electricians with a journeyman license or eager apprentices to join their community. Must have a valid driver's license. North Star Electric isn't just a job, it's a lifestyle. Power your passion in a place you'll love to call home. Connect with them at mamnorthstar@gmail.com.
Ranching, breeding, markets, all of that and more in Tri-State Livestock News. It's all right there in between the pages or online at tsln.com. Coming out every Saturday, no need to roam for your information. Just you, your cup of coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead. With Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Okay, I can't help it. Daylight savings time. I have a few jokes.
More?
Just okay. A couple. Time travel is easy. Every fall, I just go back an hour, and every spring, I go ahead an hour. My watch told me that the kitchen clock set itself back an hour, but that's secondhand information.
Okay.
Okay. Congress finally had a meeting about daylight savings time.
They did?
Yeah, it's about time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe if daytime was more careful, it wouldn't have to be saved all the time.
Maybe we're wasting it.
That we might be. What did the clock say when I went to move it ahead an hour?
I don't know.
How are you doing today?
Oh, okay.
And what happens when you try to make a clock spring forward?
It falls back.
It gets ticked off.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, don't forget daylight savings time this weekend.
Hey, I've got some positive notes for you today. And I've learned that no matter what happens or how bad it seems today, life goes on and it may be better tomorrow. No promises. I've learned that you can tell a lot about a person by the way he or she handles a rainy day and lost luggage. And I've learned that regardless of your relationship with your parents, you'll miss them when they're gone from your life. I've learned that making a living is not the same as making a life. And I've learned that life sometimes gives you a second chance. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. I've learned that whenever I decide something with an open heart, I usually make the right decision. I've learned that even when I have pains, I don't have to be one. I've learned that every day you should reach out and touch someone. People love that human touch, holding hands, a warm hug, or just a friendly pat on the back. I've learned that I still have a lot to learn. Those are some positive notes. I don't know the author on that.
Okay, Mike, a couple of just short jokes today. Here's one from Elizabeth Kozlowski. When I was young, our family vacationed at the beach. My dad was always the first to dive into the waves, throwing his hair back as he came up out of the water. On one particular day, he started waving his arms, shouting, "It's deep! It's deep!" We all heeded his warning and immediately headed for land. It wasn't until we reached the shoreline that we realized he was saying, "My teeth! My teeth!" He had lost his dentures, and they were never seen again.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Not fun. And money was tight years ago. This is Sharon Haste shared this short little story. Money was tight and they had to cut back on all excess spending. Colleen, their six-year-old daughter, came to her with an envelope and asked her to mail it for her. She'd received a letter from her grandmother the day before and she handed me the same envelope, the flap crudely sealed with tape. She had scrawled across the front, "Return to sender." "What's this?" I asked. "I'm saving money on a stamp," she explained. With tears flowing, I hugged her hard. Things got better, but that memory always stuck with me.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the daylight savings time coming up this weekend, but then you know what is like a week later? St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes!
So if anybody out there has a favorite St. Patrick's Day or an Irish joke, send that to us at kimhburge@gmail.com, and we can take a look at that. Maybe we can feature it here on the Good Stuff One program.
That's right.
Yeah, so St. Patrick's Day kind of sneaking up on us around the corner.
Indeed.
If you have items to send to us, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. And we do appreciate you listening on great radio stations like Winter South Dakota's KWIR. This is Mike and Kim Burge from the Heart City, and this has been the Good Stuff.